B-Pod Studios.
Sports Hub Headlines.
The Bruins have a game to play tonight, but yesterday they got a new goaltender. Tuukka Rask was released from his professional tryout with Providence and then signed to a one-year contract with the big club. GM Don Sweeney says Rask will not play right away.
Well, he'll be in practice tomorrow and backing up tomorrow night. Goalie Bob and Butch will make a decision from there.
Bruins will play Montreal at TD Garden tonight. Judd Surratt and Bob Beers have the pregame at 6:30 and the faceoff at 7 here on 98.5 The Sports Hub. As a result of the signing of Rask, Jeremy Swayman was indeed sent back to Providence. Celtics wrap up their home-and-home series with the Pacers in Indianapolis tonight. Grandy and Max have the pregame at 6:30 and the tip-off at 7 over on 105.7 WROR. Marcus Smart is listed as doubtful with his thigh contusion. Patriots will practice this afternoon as they get ready for a road playoff game against Buffalo Saturday night. Yesterday, the team released an estimated injury report, even though the team was not on the field, and every starter who was out or hurt last weekend was listed as a limited participant. They include Kyle Duggar, Christian Barmore, and starting left tackle Isaiah Wynn. Jalen Mills, however, was placed on the reserve COVID list, and the team has signed free agent Cravon LeBlanc to the practice squad. The New York Giants waited an extra day, but they finally fired head coach Joe Judge, and former Miami head coach Brian Flores will interview for the head job in Chicago. Sports Hub headlines are brought to you by Safety Insurance, providing comprehensive coverage for your auto, home, and business. Ask your independent agent about safety. I'm John Wallach on Boston's Home for Sports, 98.5 The Sports Hub. Your next update at 6:30.
Zolak.
Yeah, he's got a big schnoz, a big everything.
Bertrand.
Oh, no, you're into the pedicures there.
Hardy.
You can't tell who touched it last.
And you.
David.
Which David are you talking to?
Zolak.
Middays on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Fred, hello.
Hey, guys.
Hello.
Hey.
I don't think you're supposed to be taking walks from the beach.
Ba-do-zap.
Opinions is a rectum.
Let's go, Red Sox.
Season 4, your mom's a whore.
Pizza time.
Hit me like a bomb.
Wall dick, well, yeah.
She made out with my dad.
I have 4 recliners. He has 3.
Hello. Welcome to the show.
Florida man has a date in Orchard Park Town Court to face charges that he threw a sex toy on the field at last night's game. 34-year-old Michael Abdallah is charged with disorderly conduct. Police were able to identify him through eyewitnesses and surveillance video. This is the 3rd season in a row that someone has thrown a sex toy on the field during a Bills home game against the Patriots.
Good morning, everybody. Good morning. We are the Toucher and Rich radio program, Town Fair Tire Studios. You can watch us on Twitch at twitch.tv or the Twitch app. And follow 98.5 The Sports Hub to do that. I want to thank John Wallach because he showed me the best thing I'm going to see today. And if you've seen it, Rich, play along and just let me describe it to the audience. And if you haven't, I'll have John send it to you or tell you how to see it.
Okay.
So the Florida Panthers, the esteemed Florida Panthers franchise, they're having an evening where they want to, I don't know why, and it's not important, but they want to acknowledge the rapper Kodak Black. And they say, come to the game, and they give him this luxury suite. And the luxury suite is right next to the owner's box. Not that that matters, because it really doesn't. It mattered to the camera person, unfortunately, but it didn't matter
right
to me. So Kodak Black, as one would, brings in a guest. He brings a female guest. And during the game, he proceeds, it's just the two of them, to have doggy-style sex with her in the booth, in the right in the box.
While the game's going on.
While the game's going on.
Yep.
And not behind anything.
Oh, no. She's right out in the front row there.
Yeah, yeah. Like in the seats of the box. Like, so, and, like, towards the side, too, to give you even more of a view. So there is an unobstructed view to Kodak Black.
Now, again, there's no one else in the box. Everyone can look in. There's no distraction there. It's just the two of them.
It's the two of them having
in the luxury box.
Very, very public
and
sex.
The luxury box is like the ones you see at TD Garden. They're about 20 seats in front and then, you know, a big wide area in back.
Yeah.
Well, I hate to be the bearer of bad news. But there is a new angle of that moment. Now, if you notice, they gave, obviously, Kodak Black an entire box. And it looks like the only person he brought was this woman. But if you look closely to the right of where the deed is happening, there is a gentleman with a cell phone who is filming it. That film has been released. Oh. And I just tweeted out the video. And unfortunately, it's just a woman twerking very, very close to Kodak Black. Now, and both of them are clothed.
Okay, oh, so he has his pants on.
Yeah, but he looks like he's about to pass out on top of her. I mean, he's like, you know, from a distance, it absolutely looks like that. And I thought that, and unfortunately, we can't have nice things.
Wow.
This was all ruined. But there is
the original video. If the guy had just held on to it for more than 10 seconds.
Yeah, I know. The original video is terrible. I wish you hadn't seen the other angle. Because the original video is terrible because they're like they show what appears to be two people having sex and then moves it to the owner's box as if I care about the owners of the Panthers at all and their reaction. It's more like two people are having sex in the middle of an NHL game. Mm-hmm. in like out in the middle of everything.
And to the right, it's almost like you see it. You're first like, what am I looking at here? Like, what's happening? Because everything's kind of small, and then it moves to the left, the owners, then it goes back to the right, and you're like, oh, that's what I'm looking at. And
right.
Sure enough, it truly looks like it.
Because he's, he does have his shirt open, right?
It looks like it here. From
okay,
the side,
because
yeah,
because
yeah,
from the vantage point that John and I had, she's wearing like flesh colored pants or something, or a skirt.
She has what looks like almost like a bikini. Bottom
okay, very
on,
good.
Just her underwear.
All right, she's at least in her underwear. All right, so that's good. And then he, it looks like, has his, like, no shirt, but like a jacket open.
Yeah, yeah.
So it really, well, that's a shame.
Yeah, I thought so too. And then I saw that, and apparently she's like tweeting like stuff now that, you know, that's like their second date.
No, well, so, I mean, yeah, lay off. It's their second date. It's the public sex date.
Right, that's right. No, the public actual sex is until the third date. This is the public twerk.
Yeah, that was to warm people up. They just went to a Shoney's and had sex on a table. Because when I worked at CNNSI, we got all our highlights. CNN, if you don't know what it is, CNN Sports Illustrated was going to challenge ESPN. It was so I worked there for probably about 6 months when I first moved to Atlanta. And the way they got their feeds was through the satellite. Now, it was not the television feed. It was through the various like booths of the places. So, and John, you probably might have experienced this. I'm sure it's somewhere along the line. Like, during commercials, oftentimes, like, if you are a fan of women with big breasts, you're in luck because the cameraman will find every woman in the crowd.
That's all it is. When you're logging, like, three or four baseball games and it's late in the evening and you're bored as hell, that's what keeps you going because you see stuff that no one else sees.
And there was sex. I mean, because there's, like, best of... I never saw it live, but people have compiled, like, best of, you know, production truck tapes.
Sure.
Where, you know, the famous one of the people in Toronto.
Sky Dome, right?
In the Sky Dome.
The hotel is right there.
And I don't even know if that was on purpose, but they were right there. And then a lot of non-traditional... I already said one thing, so I should probably... women being nice to their boyfriends or what have you. Yep. A lot of that. Yep. A lot of
it's
that.
It's a famous tape of one in the back row of the bleachers in Cleveland.
Yes.
Yes.
So a lot of that.
Yes. Somebody responding to the video of, you know, the guy in the booth filming it says, on further review, no goal.
Yeah, it's a shame.
They had to call Toronto for that one.
It's a shame. I thought that he was just like, I'm going to have sex with her.
Yeah, I want to find out because I guess she is tweeting about the incident. I had heard that. Now, I don't know. I've seen a close-up picture of her, and I'm trying to find her Twitter account. Because
I'm being told that Kodak Black was someone that Trump pardoned. He was in prison. And
oh, Mellow Rax is her name.
Come on, that's not true. Really?
Listen, tonight while watching the Florida Panthers play the Vancouver Canucks, Kodak and his fiance Mellow Rax.
So what, like, it's not a lot of hype going around her cans? They're just mellow?
Mellow CKC.
All right.
Just mellow.
Yeah, just like, don't worry about these. They're just hanging out. Like, nothing to get too excited about. But it's mellow up here.
I guess that she's kind of famous, maybe.
Is she a porn chick?
According to this, she's a rapper herself. Okay. I don't know if that's true or not, but...
Well, I mean, you can be on SoundCloud and call yourself whatever you want. Yeah.
Okay, so I don't know if this is a Mellow Rax, but... at Young Money site. Okay, I'm going to have to take a look and see. We're going to have to dig into this because, to be honest, if she's doing a play-by-play of her night at the Panthers game with Kodak Black, then I'll read that all morning.
Mellow Rax, R-A-C-K-Z.
Yes, okay. R-A-C-K-Z. So I have no idea.
Her rack is nothing to get excited about.
Apparently
just
not.
Keep it like Fonzie.
It's just totally chill. It's just like kind of just...
If you touch your breasts, you turn to ice. Just, or they immediately calm down. They're very soothing. It's like a serotonin boost.
Okay, so her Instagram has got pictures of her. I'll have to get into it, but it's got pictures of her from the game last night, and I'll have to see what else we got.
Well, everything very butt oriented. I'll tell you that is that it appeared that he was completely focused on her butt. He just butt. He just, everything else out of here. Just give me that butt.
But he looks like he's about to fall over.
Well, he probably was.
Like on top of her. I mean, it's like, it looks like somebody's, like they were like completely drunk. I just imagine just like, all right, let's get this over with. And that's why it was so funny from such a distance.
Or maybe he's just so mellow from her rack
that
he was about to fall over. It was like propofol just making him all sleepy with those mellow racks. But I'll tell you, it's just like, give me that butt.
Mm-hmm.
Just nothing else matters. Just everything away. It just, if you can contort your body in a way that you're just a big butt.
Sorry, I'm going to stand right over it.
Yeah, exactly. Maybe he's just in ecstasy.
It looked that way from close up. It did.
All right, so they're engaged. It wasn't their second date. This is true love.
Oh, once again, I had heard that. There's all these nuggets that are being thrown in there. But, yeah, so right now it looks like they are engaged. She's 20, according to reports. And, so.
They're going to be such a cute old couple. When they're still together in 60 years.
Because they look like they're 60 when they're doing this.
Yes, well.
Just like, all right, get it over with.
All right. If there's any way it's so funny to me, to just contort your body in a way where
I don't see anything else.
Everything is hidden except your ass.
Yeah.
Just that's all that I'm interested in whatsoever. The part of the body that Fred thinks is the most disgusting is the part of the body that all I want. I live on another planet.
Mm-hmm.
I went away. It's disgusting. It's dirty. Away.
Now, did Mellow Rax, not Mellow Rax, did Kodak Black perform? Why was he a... why did they give him an entire suite? Like this
I
is
don't know. Maybe he's a cause day celeb because, again, I'm being told that he was someone that Trump pardoned. So maybe he is... in the good graces of billionaires, a Meek Mill type situation.
Ah, okay.
Maybe a lesser Meek Mill.
So the owner of the Florida Panthers went to Trump and said, you have to pardon this kid?
Yeah. Okay. I mean, seriously, yeah. Probably.
I just think it's hysterical. You think these guys, you know, would have enough friends to fill up an entire box, but it's basically just him, Mellow Rax, and guy with camera.
Well, yeah, I mean, you'd have to get him to go to a Panthers game.
That's very true, and that's not an easy thing to do.
And it's funny, I know who Kodak Black is, and I've heard his music, and if you played me three different current rappers of that style... and told me to identify the Kodak Black song, there's not a chance in hell I could
do it. This is one of those things where you're not sure if it's good or not?
Yeah, like trap or whatever. Like, I don't know what the hell's going on. Okay. Like, it's all the same cadence. And I would watch him. Skip it around. Ooh.
Like, you know. It's like nothing can be.
I'm from the pit, not the palace. I'm kind of stylish.
Come on, Antonio Brown. No one can be as talented as he is.
I mean, as far as these ancient ears, it also that style, that cadence sounds the same to me. All of it sounds exactly the same. My kids know the difference, but I do not. But then again, my kids, I don't think you've ever heard a complete song because everything is consumed on TikTok.
Crash just tweeted us and said, bring back dancing guy. He could easily become fornication guy.
Oh, Crash is happily married, please. Maybe at the Little River Band he can give us a treat.
Have you heard about the Lonesome Loser?
If a pitcher bend over, if a pitcher pitch, bend over.
Right. He's a loser, but he just keeps on trying.
Pitch a thousand words.
No, you're doing Brett. That is.
Oh, that's Brett. Oh no, they say it reminiscing. Yeah,
it, during, hurry, don't feel like
bend over.
Yeah, let's do it. We're gonna do it. All right. No. Come on. Do some of that stuff. Come on. I need a pizza. Let's go.
Well, Crash is 12 days into his dry January.
So. That's right. But not
he's still sticking to it. He made it 2 weeks.
Oh, yeah.
Good for him.
But he's jumping into the trough of the Little River Band show, right?
Yeah, yeah. But it's not a true dry January because the Little River Band is demanding that. I mean, you can't go to the Little River Band and not get loaded.
Where are they? What casino are they playing at?
I looked on Polestar, and I can't find like where they're playing. Now the Little River
Band, like some online concert. Just doing it in his living room.
We're just gonna put on a DVD.
It's his own concert. Or maybe like the keyboardist works at the bar down the street.
The Byers Theater at Sandy Springs Performing Arts
Center.
Oh,
okay. Where's that?
Friday, January.
Sandy How far Springs, away from Atlanta is that?
Sandy Springs is a suburb. It's like Natick.
Okay.
But I mean, it's not like a good place to play.
Well, before,
put in the DVD of the 1978 Billings Chili Cook-Off.
Well, before that, they're in Emporia, Kansas, Greenville, Tennessee, Fort Wayne, Indiana, Sandy Springs, Georgia, then it's Shippensburg, Pennsylvania.
Oh yeah,
it's a 1,000-seater.
And a place in New Jersey I've never heard of.
Yeah, it's a 1,000-seater.
How the hell did they get away with building a 1,000-seater in...
There's theaters all over the place up there now. It's weird. And I guess they all kind of do all right.
I don't know. Yeah, if you get 1,000 people into the Little River Band, I'm shocked. I don't know about that.
Hold on a second, because they are coming to Massachusetts.
Massachusetts?
Yes, get this. A show in Plymouth on March 18th. But, John, Lexington, Massachusetts on Saturday, March 19th at the Isaac Harris Carey Memorial Building that's in downtown. It's on Mass Ave. I saw the gin blossoms
there.
Wait a minute.
The Carey. Now, I can tell you.
It's attached to Town Hall.
I know where that is. Carey, by the way, is the library. So I got to believe the Carey Memorial Building is next to the library.
John, I just Googled it, and it says Carey Memorial Hall, Lexington's best concert venue.
Okay. Well, as opposed to what?
That's hubris. I mean, that is a wild statement.
I know.
That's the advertising people running.
100 seats. That's maybe 150.
I went with Hardy Hardy a couple of years ago to see the gin blossoms there.
Did you?
I did.
Well, I saw...
How many seats are in there?
Couple. I mean, if you said 500, I'd probably think...
I saw the Bottle Rockets. This must be 40. Or this is 40. The band... Who's the band that what the guy champions in that?
I didn't see This Is 40. I didn't see that movie.
None of you guys saw it?
No.
Oh, yes, he was a record industry... it's not Warren Zevon. It's one of those...
Yeah, it's like someone like Warren Zevon.
He was trying to make a comeback, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. All right, so he's a real artist. He's an artist. And so I saw the Bottle Rockets played. We played that Stuck in Indianapolis song before the Super Bowl. And then Marshall Crenshaw. And then they were the band for Marshall Crenshaw. And I saw them in Natick.
Graham Parker.
I know that venue. That venue's tiny also.
Folding Chairs.
I know exactly where that is.
I mean, that is Folding Chairs. Now, Graham Parker I did not stay for, but that is where
that's
the
like a block
played.
From the train station. I know
that's
exactly
not the
where
Verb,
is
it, where Eddie Money
No,
liked to
no,
play
that's
the...
out on Route 9, where he's talking about is downtown Natick. I mean,
it's
that's,
called the T-Can.
Yes, T-Can.
T-Can.
That's right.
The center.
I know exactly where that is.
T-C-A-N, Center for Arts.
Once you go to a show at the T-Can, they own your ass. because you're aware.
Still getting emails, are you?
Oh, my God. Emails and calls. It won't stop. All right. So what if I told you there was a week-long cruise? This is a seven-day cruise.
Okay.
And on this cruise, you have Alice Cooper, Queensryche, Tom Kiefer, Skid Row, L.A. Guns, Lit Kicks, Winger, Great White, Vixen, and Rose Tattoo.
Man. I would say that I've already gotten texts from about 10 of my friends wanting to go.
That is a commitment to around the people that want to be on that cruise.
Anytime there's any kind of hair metal gathering, I have this one group of friends that I grew up with who are just... I've got guys who are committed to hair metal. Like, people who bought, like, Kix's fourth album. Stuff that nobody bought. They're into it. And so anytime any, like, I went to Rocklahoma with these guys. I mean, I find this stuff hysterical, so I would enjoy it. But I mean,
not 7 days
at sea. No. I like going and, you know, getting drunk in front of, you know, a Tora Tora reunion or an Extreme that got together and didn't play any of their hits and just new songs.
Well, the Bullet Boys just broke up, so don't look for them to be playing.
Oh, that can't happen. That can't happen.
It just did. It just did. And, so... Poor Alice Cooper. There was a time.
Oh, Alice Cooper right now can sell out. Man, I saw him at the Wang Theater here, which is what, 3,000?
Yeah, I know. That's the thing.
And he sold it out. And he could sell out any place that size right now. He's huge.
But there was a time where Alice Cooper was top 10 artist in the world when people cared about music, too. I mean, if you look at his greatest hits... I mean, huge, huge, huge songs from Alice Cooper.
Well, I was shocked because when I went to go see him, I mean, the show had been sold out for a while. My wife got me tickets as like a joke, you know. She was like, and we had the best time. I'm putting him on that short list of like people you have to see before they die. Fred, that is a must see concert. It is. You like Kiss? He doesn't say the dumb stuff between the shows, but the stage show itself is so cheesy that it's fantastic.
Yeah,
like he has a giant Frankenstein run out on stage. He gets electrocuted, and there's a naughty nurse that comes out.
Who's his daughter?
Oh, really?
Is that right?
Yeah.
That's creepy. Because there's like a weird moment between him and her. I don't know if this is the one.
Well, okay. Well, his daughter is like a big feature. She's a dancer. She's a very accomplished dancer. All right, Rich, what is coming up already?
Oh, Tuca Time returns to Boston. We'll get into all of those details in a minute.
All right, we will be right back.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Talking about the game is no game.
You are listening. You are enjoying the talk.
Toucher and Rich.
That's wordplay, my friends.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Recapping what you missed with Toucher and Rich.
All right, before we get to what's going on the Toucher and Rich show, Johnny, you got some news.
Yeah, we usually don't do traffic here, but this is some kind of massive accident. If you take the Pike eastbound and you get off at 128 to go to 128 north, you know that there's that long loop around ramp and you go around in a complete circle, Rich. I don't know if you've done this.
Yeah, sure.
Apparently a tractor trailer tried to negotiate that this morning and flipped over.
Ugh.
So they've closed that on ramp to 128, and if you're taking the Pike and you want to get off at 128, now you have to go south. And apparently the ramp from 128 north to get onto the Pike is also closed. It's a massive cluster there, and now there's a major accident on 24 just north of 495, so traffic is not good.
So do what everyone did yesterday and
stay
don't leave
home.
The house.
Just stay
yesterday
home.
Yesterday was fantastic.
Yes.
It's just, it was, because this does not have an apocalyptical feel to it.
Yeah,
because,
no.
Because this is going to supposedly be over soon, but the between the temperatures and the Omicron, there was nobody out. It was,
and the schools closed in a lot of places too.
Flying all over the place.
It was Saturday morning when we left the office here yesterday.
Yeah,
it was great.
It was brilliant. It took me like 25 minutes to get home. All right.
Well, it is Tuca time once again in Boston.
Jeremy took it in stride as a professional.
And that's not it right there. Extremely... That's the wrong clip there. It goes.
Jeremy took it in stride as a professional.
Well, again, I think we had an understanding
that he was healthy, that I think he was going to try and play. And credit goes to Tuca and Marcus Leto to committing to, you know, the outline of what we felt we had to have happen, you know, salary-wise with the contract. And Tuca was committed to that, just wanting to be part of a group that he's spent his entire career with.
Yep, that is Don Sweeney. And after an offseason of rehab, cloak and dagger rumors, Tuca's back. And he's doing it, as you heard there, for almost nothing. $1 million salary, which is prorated to be only $545,000 over the next several months. He will be the official backup to Linus Ullmark, sending Jeremy Swayman down to Providence. So the question is, when will we see Rask?
Hey, Don. First of all, when does Tuca start?
Well, he'll be in practice tomorrow and backing up tomorrow night. And then Bob and goalie Bob and Butch will make a decision from there.
Yeah, so it sounds like mostly because you've got back-to-back games that Tuca could be seen as early as Thursday against Philly. That does seem like a big possibility. They got like a big like 7-game home stretch, isn't that
right? Yeah, 7-game homestand starting tonight.
Yeah. A ton of games in a row, so chances are you will see him on Thursday.
Why now? Because, what's the hurry?
Because he'll play center. I mean, they can obviously get him on the third line, and he'll pick up
the problem is solved. I see. Well, Foligno's hurt too, so they do need something.
Well, they need. I mean, you're missing that goal. You are missing that goal from Foligno.
But honestly, why? What's the hurry? Why? I mean, Providence has home games. Even though last week was canceled, they got home games Friday and Sunday of this week. Why not wait the extra week? Why he hasn't played in a game since June? What? I don't understand it.
I maybe they've seen him and they realize that, listen, this is a guy, he's ready to go. You know, he's somebody that, you know, if they're going to basically, if they make the playoffs, Tuca's your starter. I don't think there's much of a question.
Yeah,
there. Unless Linus completely outplays
him. What's the extra week?
That's not the point. The point John's making is, why don't you give him some rehab starts?
He's coming off major surgery. He hasn't played in a game.
It's not if he's going to be your playoff goalie or not.
Maybe give him another
2 games.
About what? I mean,
about Swayman's play. Maybe they don't want him to. You know, they'd rather have Tuca.
An extra week isn't going to kill anything. It really isn't. They're playing really well right now. I don't see the logic in this.
Yeah, but does it matter?
Well, if it doesn't matter, give Rask 2 games in Providence.
No, Tuca wants to play. Tuca wants to be up there.
That's
Rich,
fine.
Rich, you're not giving much of a counter argument to this. I mean, you're just saying.
But no, I just don't even know why it's an argument. Like, because if it doesn't matter,
I just told you
matter.
Why. Because John's point is, why don't you give him some rehab starts since he hasn't been in a competitive game since June? Why wouldn't you give him some rehab starts? Why would you just throw him right into the NHL?
It's been 6 months. He underwent major surgery, hip surgery in between.
I don't think John's saying that it's like this horrible thing. I just think John's making a good point, which is, you know, yeah, why wouldn't you give him a rehab start? Maybe they don't want to see. Maybe they really don't want to see.
All right.
I'm being dead serious. Maybe they don't want to see it.
So they're gonna put their hands over their ears and go la, 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 and not pay attention?
If he was coming off a okay, I'll ask you this: if he was coming off an 8 month injury,
yeah,
just like, you know, say he got injured the first game of the season and they were going into the playoffs, would they play him in Providence before they played him in the playoffs?
Maybe
they're handling. That's a better counter argument.
I think it's
different, maybe
though.
Even I know this is going to sound a little strange because they've been winning. But, I mean, that Krejci news that came out wasn't obviously a good PR thing for the team, where he basically called out that he didn't like the way that he didn't get to have Pastrnak, and now he sees that Pastrnak is being played on the second line. And that was a little bit of a hit to the, you know, Bruce Cassidy and the team itself. And maybe even just for let's change the subject reasons, they throw Tuca out there.
Well, changing the subject, because certainly I don't think it's going to galvanize the fan base into hooray that, you know, Tuca's back.
Sounds like is Rask's like, screw it, I don't want to play in Providence. And Don's like,
whatever, who cares? It is what it is, and this is what's happening. And he's going to be up here, and it still doesn't solve any of the problems that they have scoring, but he'll nonetheless be up here. And he signed it. I don't know if you guys saw this, but he signed the contract, a little side deal there with Bud Light.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, I did.
And Dan Roach.
All the benefits of being part of the Bud Light family.
Yeah, and Dan Roach like, put it up, and he was like, yeah, this is funny. This is funny. And then Scott Zolak put something like, which way is this humorous? It was just like, we're going to give you a lot of Bud Light. And he's like, all right. Yeah.
Well, this does go to show that Tuca wasn't full of it when he said money wasn't a priority because he easily could have gotten money somewhere else.
$2 to $3 million,
you would think that anyone would give that to him.
I can tell you his thinking. I know his thinking. His thinking is like, listen, I was going to stick around anyway. I like playing hockey. And if you want to, you know, it's better to make, you know, $600,000 than it is. Even though it's not because he can't even get bonuses, but I don't know about the playoffs. But it's better to make the 600 grand when you're going to just be sitting around here anyway. Because he wasn't going to leave. He likes playing golf here. He's got a big group of friends. He doesn't want to leave, and he wasn't going to under any circumstances. So might as well get paid. I mean, it makes sense if you're just going to be sitting around here anyway, and someone goes, "Hey, you know," and he likes playing golf. It sounds really elementary, but it really is. He was under no circumstances going to leave Boston. He likes playing hockey. I know for a fact that the recovery from the hip was not that crazy for him. He was walking around like 2 weeks after that surgery, and he was playing golf a month and a half after that surgery. So it didn't seem like that was like terrible. So yeah, might as well. It's fun. You play goal. It's probably not that taxing. He's not going to have to play a lot, and you know, get a nice stipend, get a nice $500,000-$600,000 stipend.
Well, as far as Jeremy Swayman, he's headed down to Providence and is ineligible to be on the taxi squad. So unless there's an injury, you're most likely not going to see him for a while. Don Sweeney talked about how Swayman took the news.
Jeremy took it in stride as a professional, and he's extremely motivated to be a top flight goaltender, which we believe in. He knows that, and the commitment we made to him, part of it was this summer and trading a good young goaltender in Daniel Vladar and allowing Jeremy, you know, to play even opening night for that matter. And he knows he's a big part of our current team and as well as moving forward. Most importantly, he's got a hell of a long career in front of him as a Boston Bruin.
So Tuca's going to address the media at 8:30 this morning, and we'll have obviously Billy Jaffe on to discuss it at 9. But in the meantime, you know, the Bruins, they're on somewhat of a hot streak. So tonight's game against Montreal, we'll see what happens. Puck drops at 7, as you heard Don Sweeney say earlier. Almost no chance you're going to see Tuca unless Linus gets injured. And then, most likely, Thursday night. That'll be the night you'll see him on the ice for the first time since last season.
It's going to be remarkable. I mean, it's been so long. I can't wait. It's gonna be great, and I can't wait until that second round of the playoffs comes around. If they make it, maybe the first round.
Yeah,
they'll make the playoffs.
Sure,
but
they're good enough. The talent they have, they're good enough to make the playoffs. But
they've added literally nothing. They've added like nothing, nothing of any consequence. It's really frustrating.
Wait till the trade deadline in March. Just wait.
What are you going to trade all your picks?
Yep.
And then hopefully they're going to trade Linus.
Yeah. You'll get a lot for him.
Oh, yeah. He's been outstanding.
Worth the $5 million bucks a year he makes.
Well, I'll tell you, especially when you bring Tuca back. It really just...
That's right.
It really just,
just
speaks
paid
of,
$5 million bucks for a backup goaltender.
Yeah. Well, you know, man.
You awesome.
It's fun. They've won a couple games.
Then you play Tampa in the second round and you bid adieu. Tip of the cap.
You were going a little nuts with this second round nonsense. If you think they're better than last year, I don't know. I don't know if they're better than last year. Maybe the rest of the league has come down a little bit. Maybe everyone will get the Omicron and they'll be able to have a free, like when they played the Blues in the finals, they won't have to play anyone until they get to the finals. They'll play like a bunch of schlubby teams. I have no. This team is not of any interest.
I told you this earlier in the season. This is what the back edge of a dynasty looks like, or back edge of whatever it is looks like. This is the end of the run. Right.
My birthday is this weekend, and I'm like, maybe I would like to go to a game. And then I'm like, I'm not going to spend $500 to go to a game. I'm not going to do that. Why?
Right.
I've seen these guys 1,000 times.
Chances they bring back David Krejci before the end of the season.
Why not?
I'd say he's not going to want to come back.
Yeah, it's not up to the team. It's up to him. Well, I'm sure the team would love to have him back.
And they can't pay him anything, so he'd have to play. I mean, he's not taking a RAS deal. I mean, he's out of the country. They had RAS just loves Newton. He just thinks it's the greatest place on the planet. He really does. And so you're not going to find many professional athletes that are just like, I'm not leaving.
That's right.
Especially
how many
here?
Professional athletes say, you know what? I only want to play for this team. I don't want to leave. I'll take whatever money you offer me.
Yeah.
How many athletes have you ever heard say that?
That I don't want to leave and I'll take less money?
I'll take the veteran minimum. Want to leave this area. Johnny Gomes, right.
Just give me a sandwich and let me carry a flag.
Give me a tattoo, baby. Yeah. I'm tattooing this logo right on my bicep.
No, it's great. I mean, it just shows that it wasn't all talk. And, you know, that the whole time there was no misleading. Right. He wanted to be here. He would do it for nothing.
He did it for nothing.
Fred's right. That's why Krejci won't come back.
No, Krejci doesn't want to come back. And they can't pay him.
And if his comments were interpreted correctly, then, you know, he seems like he's a little bitter at the Bruins.
And plus, I mean, it's at least over under five matches, if you recall.
No, that's right.
I just love when things from Eastern Europe are translated and, the words are different.
Yeah.
I don't know why that is humorous to me. That's probably the other way around, too. It's like anytime you translate one of Yager's Instagram posts, it would be like, boobies are fun, but I like play. All right, Rich, what's coming up?
Nothing as interesting as that, but the Patriots get some good news and some bad news when it comes to this Saturday's matchup in the brutal cold, rather.
Yes, indeed. All right, we'll have that for you in just a moment.
Sports Hub Headlines.
Bruins have a game to play tonight, and they'll have a new goaltender. They signed Tuukka Rask to a one-year contract yesterday. He'll be the backup goaltender to Linus Ullmark when they face Montreal at TD Garden. Judd Surratt and Bob Beers have the pregame at 6:30 and the faceoff at 7 on the New England Honda 98.5. The Sports Hub Bruins Radio Network. Jeremy Swayman yesterday sent down to Providence. Celtics will visit the Indiana Pacers tonight. Marcus Smart is doubtful. Grandy and Max have the pregame at 6:30 and the tip-off at 7 over on 105.7 WROR. Patriots will be in Buffalo this Saturday night. They put out a theoretical injury report yesterday. The NFL demanded that they do it, but they did not practice yesterday. But if they had a workout, Kyle Duggar, Christian Barmore, and offensive lineman Isaiah Wynn were all listed as limited. Jalen Mills placed on the reserve COVID list. Sports Hub headlines are brought to you by SwingJuice.com, a fun lifestyle apparel brand for golfers. Shop SwingJuice.com's new collection of performance polos and quarter-zip pullovers, as well as golf trucker hats and hoodies. Check them all out at SwingJuice.com. I'm John Wallach of Boston's Home for Sports, 98.5 The Sports Hub. Your next update at 7 o'clock.
Stay tuned for more Toucher and Rich on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
All right, Rich, what's going on?
Well, as the Patriots get ready for their wild card matchup against the Bills on Saturday night, they may be short-handed a fairly important piece. Jalen Mills placed on the reserve COVID-19 list yesterday, and here's where things get interesting. If Jalen tests negative in time and is vaccinated, he could be back right under the wire, right there, and able to play Saturday night. He got this one just there, just in time. But if he's unvaccinated, he has to wait the required 10 days and is unquestionably out. Now, I have not heard one way or the other what his status is. Does anybody, John? John, have you heard this at all, whether he's vaccinated or not?
I have not.
Okay. All right. Well, at least the good news is that the Patriots say that had the team practice yesterday, Christian Barmore, Kyle Duggar, Isaiah Wynn, and Dont'a Hightower all would have been participants, mostly limited, but there nonetheless. And with the wind chill forecasted for Saturday night as low as a negative 11, many people say that this could be a disadvantage for Josh Allen. Well, Josh was actually asked about that yesterday, and he didn't seem to disagree.
It's going to be cold for both teams. It'll be a challenge. You know, it's not fun getting hit in the cold. It's not fun catching, hard passes in the cold. And getting off the ground is just, it's a little more exhausting throughout the course of the game. So, again, just trying to get used to that. And it's more of a, I think, mental barrier than it is a physical barrier, if anything. But, again, we got to do our best to not let the elements limit us in what we can do.
Yeah, he had mentioned something about his toe as well, like that. The cold does something with his toes. So if you take a look at the numbers, though, there really is a difference. According to NBC Sports Edge, that's where all the edgy content from NBC Sports goes.
Okay,
and it's like the too hot for the internet site that they've got. A lot of old Gary Tanguay videos. Allen has played in five career games with a game time temperature of 32 degrees or below. Now, usually Josh is pretty good. 63% completion rate while averaging about 260 passing yards a game. But in cold weather games, those numbers drop to 50% and just 166 yards per game with 6 touchdown passes to 7 interceptions during those games. Now, the caveat that you have to always consider when it comes to Josh Allen is that obviously he's not just a passer. His legs are, you know, some of the best in the game, and there you go. But that toe thing is real, and I want to see if we can dig up that clip where he's talking in detail about that. Then who knows? In the meantime, you have two members of the coaching staff here with the Patriots.
Played in Montana, by the way. I mean, I don't really know, he always he would rather play in a dome. Every quarterback would. Yeah.
But he didn't go to LSU or Wyoming.
It's not even those comments. I mean, the numbers are the numbers. That's pretty interesting.
Yeah, but
it goes down a decent amount.
Well, I wonder what if you went and looked at every quarterback and how they play in sub-zero temperatures, how their numbers are.
And by the way, I brought this up yesterday with Ted Johnson. They run the football now. It's not just Josh Allen running around. I mean,
yeah, they're better.
Singletary, yep. I mean, they had over 200 yards the second to last week of the season, over 170 against the Jets. I understand.
What are Mac Jones' numbers in sub-zero temperatures?
Nobody knows.
Yeah, no one knows.
Yeah. So he could be the worst quarterback in the world, or he could be good. But it is interesting.
It's not going to make him better. I can tell you that right now. He's not going to go like, hooray, I love playing in this crap.
Right. He's not Brady.
Well, Brady can take anything. Mm-hmm. Brady likes when the game slows down.
Mm-hmm. Listen, he's the man in the arena. We all know that. But you do have two members of the coaching staff who have been mentioned in the ridiculous amount of coaching opening slots this weekend, or this season, rather. First, Josh McDaniels, who, as far as I know, have you guys heard any team reach out to him yet?
Nope.
No.
That is a shock because I am hearing names that you're like, who? And you got to look them up. I mean, yeah. People from all, I don't know who they're talking about half the time, but Josh McDaniels, a name that we all thought during the season was going to be right at the top of the list. I haven't heard him requested for an interview yet, but here he is being asked about whether or not he would consider being a head coach in the league once again. And here's what he had to say. Is McDaniels second? He is first. Here we go.
Is being a head coach again still one of your goals?
I know nothing about that. And I like as same as I've said in the past, if that's in the cards for me, great. I am totally focused and immersed in the preparation for the Buffalo Bills.
Okay. And then there's Gerard Mayo, who has been asked to interview for the Broncos head coaching position. His answer a little different than Josh's.
Is being a head coach one of your goals in your career?
Always has been, Jim. Always has been.
And what are those processes like, those interview processes for you?
Well, I've only had one. I had the one last year with Philadelphia. It was a great experience. I was able to go out there and just talk a lot about football, talk a lot about different philosophies. And I love talking ball. I love developing people. That's one of the things that I enjoy doing. But that's always been the goal for me.
I saw a pretty funny report yesterday about how over the last several years, when any of these Bill Belichick understudies has interviewed anywhere, it was almost a recurring theme that all of them would put down Tom Brady in a way to make themselves and the system look better. Mm. As if it wasn't Brady doing all this magic. Because, I mean, really, what good are you if, you know, everyone's going to look at you and like, well, I don't know if you're any good. Brady's made your team great for all these years.
Right.
And apparently, according to a report I saw yesterday, and I forgot whose it was, is that's almost like a recurring theme amongst all of these guys when they did an interview. So one of those people allegedly was Joe Judge, who, of course, was fired yesterday. And if you take a look, it's pretty funny. I was mentioning his ranks as far as since he was a coach. This, it's worse than I thought it was. So here's the Giants' rank since Joe Judge was hired before the 2020 season. Points per game, they were ranked 32nd in the league. Yards per game, 32nd in the league. Yards per play, 32nd in the league. And red zone efficiency, 32nd of the league. In other words, why did they wait even an extra 2 days to not fire this guy?
I can answer that. I'm betting because Gettleman retired, and at least theoretically, Judge was holding meetings on Monday looking towards the future. They were going to hold on to Judge. The ownership, Marrow, is going to hold on to Judge. We talked about this yesterday. You don't want to keep cycling through coaches. So my bet is Marrow started calling GM candidates yesterday after Gettleman retired. And all of them said, if you think I'm taking that job with that head coach there, right, you're out of your mind.
Sure.
And then they turned around and said, all right, you're gone. That's the only explanation I can think of for waiting 24 extra hours to fire him. There wasn't any new evidence that had been unearthed. They knew how the players felt about him.
And it's funny, some people that like I cover the Pats or fans of the Pats are like, I wonder if Joe Judge will come back. Oh, cross your fingers.
Yeah,
like maybe he'll have the same effect as Patricia coming back. He'll right all the wrongs.
Maybe Judge can help out with the special teams. Yeah, I can certainly help this team out a little.
So yeah, you were the head coach in New York, and I'll come back and be our special teams coordinator, like Mike Westhoff.
I know.
You'll forever be a special teams coordinator.
Did you see Bill O'Brien losing it during the national championship game? I think it was at the first interception. You just saw him in the booth, and you know it's one of those.
Yes, I did see it.
Just flipping out.
Yeah, because he's like my dream. I only wanted to be here for 1 year.
Sure.
And I'm here for 1 year, and we don't win the national championship. This isn't the way this is supposed to work.
Right. This is hurting my going back to the NFL coaching prospects. Yeah.
This is the car wash, man. I'm doing my. They're not even paying me to be here. Because, I mean, Alabama pays you like a penny, whatever the minimum is, because you're still getting paid by your ex-team. So you go there and basically work for free with the hope of, yeah, you win the national championship, you get on TV, and the next thing you know, you got another head coaching job. Sarkisian and the guy at Ole Miss, Kiffin, like all those guys.
Yep.
Just go through the car wash. All right, we'll be right back.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.